Hello, 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 Pisces. It's Adrian Obi, Capricorn Tigress of Astrology, on lookinside.com. And I'm coming to you with your astrological horoscope for the month of November of 2019. Today is actually October 27th. And so today is the new moon in Scorpio. And I wanted to start from today and, you know, read it out from to you from that way. And you guys, bear with me. Give me one second here. Hello, hello, Pisces. This is Adrian Obi, Capricorn Tigress of Astrology, A Look Inside. And I'm coming to you with your astrological horoscope for the month of November of 2019. So let's get it going and get started on what's going on for you guys. Now, the first thing I want to tell you is that, you know, Neptune has been retrograde in the sign of Pisces for a while now. And as of the 27th of November, Neptune is going to go direct. So this is going to be a major transit when it finally goes direct, especially for you guys, because it's your ruling planet. It's been in your first house retrograding. And so a lot of you guys might have felt confused, and you just might not have, you know, I don't know. I just get a vibe that some of you have been very confused about a lot of things. And you guys, bear with me. I'm itching, and I have not taken a Benadryl, and I think I might have to, and I'm fighting it. But I don't know how much longer I can go because it's really starting to affect me. So, you know what? Give me a second. So Pisces, let's take a good look at what's going on up in that 10th house, okay? Up around the 10th house, you've got a lot going on. So as I mentioned, the new moon was today, October 27th, but as of October 26th, there's going to be a new moon in the sign of Sagittarius, and that's going to be smack dab in your 10th house, right up at the top of the sky. And on the 22nd of November, the sun is going to be there in Sagittarius. And on the 24th, Venus and Jupiter are going to conjoin in Sagittarius in your 10th house. And that is one of the most beneficial conjunctions of the year. And it's going to be in your 10th house, Pisces. So I hope that you can take advantage of this, because this is going to be major for your career, for your image, for your self-esteem, for your, you know, just for all of that. So I really hope that you can take advantage of having the three most beneficial planets there. One's luminary. I mean, the sun, Jupiter, and Venus are the three most positive of all. So good luck with that. As of the 18th, Mars goes from Libra, which is in your eighth house of other people's money. Maybe people have been paying you money up until the 18th. Hopefully you'll be able to collect on money that's due to you. And on the 18th of November, it goes into the sign of Scorpio, which is your solar ninth house. And that ninth house is going to have Mars there. And, you know, the new moon is there as a of today. So I think over the next couple of weeks, you're going to have a lot of emphasis in the legal area. This could be a law, it could be lawsuits, it could be anything to do with anything from divorce to jury duty. It could be a college or education or something to do with your philosophy or anything of that nature. It could have something to do with travel. That's also shown there. And you know, the funny thing is, this new moon is the 27th, but the full moon is on the 12th, and that's gonna be in the third house opposing the ninth house. So, you know, when the moon is full, it's going to be showing local travel, short distance travel, things that you do in your neighborhood, in your local city. Whereas the ninth house shows what you do outside, or you're traveling internationally or traveling throughout the country. And I think that over the next 2 weeks, you might get an opportunity to do that. I really believe that. Now, as far as Venus and Saturn and Pluto, Venus is going to move into Capricorn on the 25th of November. And when it does, it's going to join Saturn and Pluto in your 11th house of hopes and dreams and wishes. And, you know, I hope that you take advantage of Venus being there, because I think it'll help to smooth things over and actually help you to attain these hopes and dreams and wishes that you have. And, you know, the funny thing is that, I believe that it's going to be a positive thing, because I'm looking at the full moon. The full moon is sextile. Full moon on the 12th is sextile Pisces, and the new moon that happened today is trine Pisces. And so I think that a lot of Pisces are going to be in a very good frame of mind over the next few weeks. And I'll just end by saying the North Node is in the fifth house, and the fifth house is a beautiful house. I mean, it really is. It's a house where love and romance and children and dating and dancing and taking chances and going out and all of those beautiful things that you do in life when it comes to love and romance. That's what you're supposed to be doing now when the North Node is in the fifth house. And whether it's love and romance, or if it's having children, taking care of children, loving your children, all of that is highlighted. It could be taking a chance. It could be playing the lotto. All of that is highlighted. So I hope that you take advantage of these opportunities that exist for you, because they are there. And with Jupiter sitting up in your 10th house and Venus there up until the 25th, well, why not? Why not take advantage of all the good luck and beauty that's being bestowed upon you right now, Pisces? Okay, well, this has been my reading for you, Pisces, for the month of November, at least up until about the 20th or so of November. And I'll come back mid-November and give you an update on everything that's going on. In the interim, take the moment to like and share our videos, because when you like and share our videos, it helps us more than I can ever tell you. So please do that. And then be sure to subscribe to our channel, and be sure to hit that little bell down there, because that little bell will let you be notified whenever I'm uploading a new video to YouTube. Okay, so be sure to do that. Sending out much love and light to all you Pisces, and thank you so much for hanging in there with me. I've got the itchies and I don't know what that's about, but I'll take care of that. And you guys, I just hope that you have a wonderful and safe and beautiful Halloween, and I will talk to you guys before Thanksgiving. Many blessings to you. Namaste. Thank you.